We're back. We have a report of council action. Yes.
I was at last night's council meeting. I presumed when I got there that we had a fairly straightforward agenda, but it turned out to be a little other than that. So I'm not sure exactly how to make a simple summary of what had taken place. But we had two agenda items in the work session. And the first was in regard to the city attorney's office. And I didn't realize, and I don't know how widespread this information is, but I became aware that as of July the 1st, the city attorney's office will be a department within the city. And Mary Bridget and Christina, and I guess there's one aide as well that works in your office, will become city employees. And so that was the first topic. And I don't know if you want to embellish that any beyond what I...
Oh, just to let you know, our firm has had the city attorney contract for many years. And we negotiated an increase in our contract, just to a higher rate that was more commensurate with other type similar lawyers. And then the city started to look at maybe it would make sense to bring that in-house for the same, essentially the same dollars, but maybe get a higher level of service or more accessibility or more efficiency. So we've been talking about that off and on. And then part of that, one major part of that would be my employment contract with the city council, because I would be similar to the city manager and the municipal court judge, would be a direct employee of the council, an appointee of the council, not an employee of the city. But it's more than a one-person job, so we'd have to bring on Christina as assistant city attorney, and then my legal assistant, Linda Craig, who's currently with my firm, would come over. And so last night was a chance for the council to react to my employment contract. And then also the city passed a supplemental budget to redo part of the old fire chief's office, that area there, because it's no longer being used because of the merger. So that's where we'll be. So that's the plan, is we'll be starting down in July.
Thank you.
Excellent. And then the second item on the work session agenda was Arts Commission bylaws. There was proposed a couple of amendments to the bylaws. One of them was in regard to council interviews, and I don't believe that was discussed last night, although I have some background from discussion at a previous council meeting that the council wants to interview all applicants for boards and commissions, whereas previously staff screened out people that were not eligible for being seated, and so now the council wants to interview all people, whether they're screened out or not. And then the second issue in regard to amending the bylaws was in terms of requiring members of the Arts Commission to be residents of the city of Springfield. That included being property owners or business owners in city of Springfield. And the determination on that was by either being within zip code areas 77 or 78, which extends beyond the city itself. One of the counselors mentioned that the area of Glenwood is not within either one of those zip code areas. So one of the suggestions was made that the language be amended to include potential for people in Glenwood to be able to serve on the committee as well. And I think there was kind of a draw between changing that bylaw or not, because some people feel that to serve on a Springfield committee, you should be a Springfield resident. And there's others that felt that if you look at the experience and the expertise and the what the individual could bring to the work of the committee is more important than where they live. So ultimately, I think they are going to require residency within the Springfield, but the city manager's office is going to draw up new language to bring back to the council to address some of these concerns about the bylaw changes. And then finally, on the regular session agenda, there's only one item that I'll bring up and ignore all the rest. That is that The ADU process was up for final approval, and Sandy was involved in that, of course. And once again, rather than just simply approving it as per previous discussion, it was further consideration of concerns, one being in regard to the parking language that it was suggested that the language is too complex, and they wanted to simplify that. And secondly, let's see, there was another concern. Oh, about the historic district having a separate set of language pertaining to them, rather than having a common set of regulation for the entire city. And so that was also a concern. And then the mayor expressed another concern, is that with this reduction of requirements for ADUs, that her concern was that since the primary goal of this process is to create additional housing stock in the city for the sake of affordable housing, that potentially with the additional opportunities, that there will be people that may use these ADUs for other purposes, either as bed and breakfast or as short-term residency. And she indicated that there is language, and she mentioned specifically in Bend, that addresses that particular issue. So as a result, it was decided that there would be further study and further discussion about some of these concerns, and so that will be brought back to the council at a future date as well. So that'll wrap that up. And I hope that I remembered all that correctly, because if I'd had to hold off a couple weeks on the presentation of this report, I would have forgotten half of it.
I got a quick question. So you said, so it's just all residents of those two zip codes in Springfield city limits would be able to be on the Arts Commission? It's not just that other
The 7-7 and 7-8 includes areas beyond the city limits.
Right, within the city limit.
Well, it would include the city limits and areas beyond the city limits or within the zip code area. The zip code area is the determining factor, not the city limits.
Does it still preclude renters?
Yes.
There wasn't anything in reference.
Because you said property owners or business.
That's what caught me.
Yeah. So it sounds like precludes.
Well, those are people that live outside the city but have businesses in the city.
Right, but then renters.
You also said
no renters. I think residents. I think you caught it. Residents can be if you live in Springfield, you're a resident, you rent. But if you're a business owner, you live outside, then
so
you can,
residents can be renters or property.
Right, there was no distinction made.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's right. Yeah, you got it.
I get you.
Now, one of the concerns also that was expressed by Councilor Stair was there are people that have a strong interest in the arts in the city of Springfield, but their main problem with complying with the residency requirement is that it's extremely difficult to find housing in Springfield if you want to move into the city. So that was part of the concern as well. So,
okay. Any other reports? All right. Hearing none. We stand adjourned.